This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, really. I'm back to that again. Yes, that's me. Get informed, seriously. And you want to make sure that, you have the information you need before you start responding to people. All right. So, next hour, if I can get through it, keep trying to shorten it during the breaks, but I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to pull it off. But I really want to hit hard on Democrat racist history. What's really funny is as you start doing a little bit of your own research on this, you come to find out every single racist issue that they try to put on us, of us not wanting them to vote, of us not wanting the blacks to have a say. Everything they stick on us was started by them. They've done it. They have a clear history of it. They have a clear history of protecting racism. So I sit here and go, okay, why hasn't somebody really beat this up and driven it home? So we need to do that. We need to do that more often. And make sure you don't let them get away with being comfortable in their little lying skin. Anyway. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, I'm going to hit a couple of crazy stories, too. Apparently, Eric Swalwell, Swaller is what I call him. Yeah, he spent over $30,000 in his campaign funds on limos and meals and alcohol and possibly other things. We know what a dirtbag he is. He's from California, so there's no question about it. He spent more than $30,000 in campaign funds on all that, you know, limousine rides, high-end restaurants, luxury hotels, right? Alcohol delivery in the second, fifth, I mean, actually had it delivered to him. And that's according to public records, these FEC records. Nobody ever really checks those things. They should more often, but they don't. Additionally, more than $20,000 was spent at the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay, where his wife has been a director of sales since February of 2015. Well, it's good to keep in the family, don't you think? He spent over $600 on food and beverage through the alcohol delivery service, Drizzly. Not familiar with it. I don't drink, so. The $1,150 on refreshments. That is at the Capitol Hill Wine and Spirits. Nearly $4,400 at two California wineries. Ready for this? On the same day. For catering and refreshments. You know, it must have been a constituent thing. It had to. I'm sure he was just trying to drum up some support. That was it. right? Oh, more than $7,000 at luxury restaurants in D.C. What kind of food is that? I mean, to run those things up that high, it must be some really terrific food. You know what I'm saying? There were hundreds of dollars were also spent at the 1-800-Flowers. The report comes nearly 2 weeks after Business Insider published photos of Swalwell and Representative Ruben Gallego of Arizona posing shirtless while riding camels along the Persian Gulf in March of 2020. God bless. Two American legislators riding arm in arm, bare chested, through the desert on camels. Yeah, okay. The $84,000 bill for that trip was picked up by the U.S. Qatar Business Council. So, you know, it's important for you to go camel riding or something. I don't know. Now, the Business Council describes itself as dedicated to and exclusively to enhancing the bilateral business relations between the U.S. and Qatar. Qatar. Swalwell was already in the spotlight, right, last year. He called for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to remove him from the Intelligence Committee after Axios linked him to Feng Feng. Now, come on. I'm sorry. She's a suspected Chinese spy. Well, she's suspected she is a spy. Right? And I can't believe that these people wouldn't try to remove Swalwell from such an important committee after he was caught with a Chinese spy. I think it's funny, though. If he's married, what's he doing with a Chinese spy? Actually, what's he doing with another woman, period? Just trying to figure that out, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Do appreciate your time with me. I'm trying to find a clip from Kamala Harris. Remember her? Apparently she came out over the weekend, and she decided that the biblical thing to do is to get your vaccination. Why? You might ask. Because apparently getting a vaccination for yourself is a sign of loving your neighbor. What do you think of that? I think they're drinking. Hell, she is with that group. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on GCN. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business
service, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do have an appreciation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You are just checking us out, getting involved in the conversation. You really do need to be involved in the conversation so you can get informed. Wouldn't kill you, you know. So, I was talking earlier about the numbers from the Arizona election, and I don't know why they. I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't know why they. I told you I was gonna do this later on, but it just kind of hit me upside the head. I don't know why they waited so long for this. I really don't. You know, seriously. And we need to get informed, and we need to push back. You know, when you find out that you got an issue, you need to do like what Texas AG Ken Paxton did, right? We have to know who's voting. Why is it so bad to want to know who's voting? Is that such a terrible thing? Now, Republicans in Texas, they're trying to make it harder to cheat. You know, I don't believe in karma. You know, I'm just telling you guys, I believe in God. I believe in God's will, God's way, God's whatever. I don't believe in karma, so to speak. But if I did, the Texas Democrats that flee the state, they're reaping karma. Let me tell you what, big time. And when they think that the Republicans are trying to make it harder to vote, it shows you just, I'm talking about across a couple of states. You can't just take one or two of them. But it shows you how far we are apart from each other. Come on, let that sink in. This is just really amazing. Back not that long ago, you had to vote on one day. Remember that? I think it was 100 years ago, right? You voted on one day. You might have had hanging chads. You might have had this. It doesn't matter. If it's that important to you, I know some people are going to disagree with me. If it's that important to you, take that day off from your job. Call in voting. I don't know what the term is. If it's that important that we have the right president, we have the right government, we have the right person, you know, the left wants to do all these social things. Well, you know, let's make it a paid holiday. Voting, a paid holiday? Our founding fathers and others gave up their lives, their property, their families, their businesses, to hand us this country, and we're worried about losing 2 hours worth of pay? Are we for real? Are we not to suffer at all? Is everything supposed to be just so easy you can walk in and make it happen? When did that happen? I missed that memo. When did that happen? This is what we joke about your kids. Some of you who know, you know what I'm talking about. We joke about your kids being snowflakes because there's no pain to anything for them. And there should be. Not everything worth having is going to be so easy. Simple, stupid. It's just amazing. Now we have to make it, 17 days to vote? And people say, wow, I didn't know that was Tuesday. It's been like that for over 200 years. Now we have 2 weeks of early voting in Texas, they have 2 weeks of early voting in Texas. Now they say that's not enough. You ought to be able to vote by mail whenever you want to. You ought to be able to harvest votes. You ought to be able to walk blocks. Tell people what a great person you are. It's okay. You don't have to lick the envelope closed. Just make sure you sign it. The problem with that is if we do it that way, we don't know if the right person is voting, do we? So what are they willing to trade off? What are they saying? We don't care if we don't know who's voting as long as everybody can vote. We don't care who votes or who cheats or who does whatever, as long as we don't impede anybody from voting. Well, look, here's the deal. They want to make it so easy for you that if you don't have an ID to vote, you can still fill everything in at home and just mail it in. Have some stranger show up and knock at your front door and take your ballot from you, and that stranger who doesn't know you at all can sign for who you are. Really? I mean, this is a pretty... Can you imagine? If it doesn't... Can you imagine Chicago voting in a gangbanger as a mayor? I mean, heck, I'm sure they can get a bunch of ballots together. Just amazing. So, Paxton said we have to have limitations, so we know the right people are voting. He had the 2 weeks of early voting is still pretty lenient. among the election reform measures awaiting a vote, which have inspired, hear this, inspired Texas State House Dems to flee the country. I mean, for them, it's the country. You ever talked to a Texan? It's their country. And when you think about this, think about how simple this is. The point that they're trying to make, I don't, can somebody in the chat room, maybe you can disagree with one of these. Maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe I'm so right-wing partisan. Yeah, that's me. Maybe I'm so right-wing partisan that I just can't see where the trouble is here. Do you know what I mean? Requiring voter ID for mail-in voting. Now notice, not ending or limiting voting by mail, but just making it transparent. Right? So we know who you are. We know who's voting. We know that you actually asked for mail-in ballot. That's terrible. Why would we want to do that? Banning mass mailing mail-in ballots to anyone in the state and making it a requirement for a voter requested a mail-in ballot. You know, again, I'll do the numbers later on, but even in Arizona, some of the votes that they counted, some of the mail-in ballots that they got their hands on were never requested, never asked for, and somehow were returned before they were mailed out. Now, I know the post office can be really fast, but they can't get ahead of themselves. You know what I'm saying? They want to ban drive-thru voting, which was used in the 2020 presidential election. And, it, you know, it was used without, you didn't have to, you didn't, nothing got passed. There were no guidelines in place, nothing. You just drove up and go, here's my vote. Where's my vote? Give me a ballot. Craziness, isn't it? I mean, seriously. And then 24-hour voting. That's even crazier. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A congressman, a White House official, and several congressional staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. The attending physician for Congress said Tuesday Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan and the staffers were all fully vaccinated. The White House official and an aide to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi were reportedly exposed during a meeting with members of the Texas State House Democratic delegation. At least five members of that group have tested positive during their time in D.C. trying to avoid a vote on a controversial election reform bill. And private equity investor Tom Barrack was arrested Tuesday, charged with illegally lobbying former President Donald Trump on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. Barrack is the founder of large private equity firm Colony Capital and also served as chairman of President Trump's inaugural fund. Barrack and two other men are accused of using his connections with the former president and administration officials to advance policies of the UAE without disclosing their connections to the country and lying to federal investigators. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Hopefully you're enjoying this as much as I am. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. You are listening to the Joe Mazzini Show, and look, there are a lot of those stories that just went by, right, at a million miles an hour. They really did. And you need to catch up. I'd love catching up with these stories because they've been festering for a few days, right? And nobody really, really sat down and really looked at the details of some of these stories and where they fit in. You know what I'm saying? I'm chomping at the bit to these numbers, but I'm not doing them until tomorrow. So I just saw something come across, and I thought it was interesting in the conversation we had with Brad Dacus on how the Dems are trying to make, you know, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Now we're guilty to prove ourselves innocent. And you've got people running around trying to ban the sale of things, the access to videos. I mean, everywhere. And somebody's having these little pieces. The Dems are trying to ban a site selling innocent Joe, you know I won mugs. Right, with Donald Trump's signature on it. Because it's misinformation. See? If you're AOC, she says, if you have one of these mugs, you are a loser. They are factually incorrect. It should be banned off the internet. I wonder what they're going to say when the numbers actually start coming in from these states and areas and counties to show that Trump, well, he did win. I mean, I'm already seeing some of the numbers that they're talking about in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. I do not think, I don't have to tell you guys, stop listening to these people who tell you that they're going to drag Joey B out of the White House. It ain't going to happen. I mean, seriously, it's just not going to happen. Now, I don't know what the remedy is. There isn't one. There isn't a clear-cut one for president anyway. So I don't know. I'd love to believe that there is a way to nullify the election. And I'd say even have it again, like in a heartbeat. Wouldn't that be cool? Would it be cool to have it again? They can't. They wouldn't be able to move fast enough. They had years to get ready for that one. Right? Anyway. Back to, because this one's too good to get rid of, by the way. Or ignore. I was doing that story about how the Texas Democrats are comparing the threat of arrest after fleeing the state to slavery. Because I'm sure they're going to be out there with whips. And then once they catch you, they're going to give you to a slave owner. You'll have to pick cotton or take care of the house or do whatever. I mean, you see how asinine these people are. When they start comparing Republicans to Nazis or the SS, they have no clue of history. Absolutely none. And matter of fact, they have a disrespect for history. Why would you do that? One of the Democrat lawmakers, again, who fled Austin, is the one calling it akin to slavery. Refuse to be hostages, according to them. I am an American. I want to vote. No, you don't. If you wanted to vote, you would have stayed in Texas and fought for your vote. You would have stayed in Texas, and you would have, you just know that you're losing. This is the part I don't get. The people's will is what laid out how many Democrats and Republicans are in that state house. You are thwarting the people's will by leaving. You're not doing what you think. This is not a heroic act. This is a cowardly act. When you back away from the fight, when you back up, you're backing off. You're a coward. We're simply asking for the right to vote. Democrats like Dean will fight as long as it takes to combat the exclusionary, discriminatory voter suppression. How are you fighting by being halfway across the country? How is that? Is that a strategic plan? I'm going to beat Goliath. I'm just going to run to another country. I mean, come on. I know there are search warrants out for us. I'm ready to be arrested, she said. What do you do to a slave if you don't do nothing but arrest them when they flee? We flee Texas. If they want to arrest me, go ahead. I'm ready. No, you're not. They get on the plane and go back. Right? Come on. Think about it. Get on a plane and go back. You ready for the fight? Do the fight. Head for the fight. You know, it's really funny. Think about what they consider heroes. Right? When you look at what's going on at Portland, Seattle, and so forth, those are all heroes. They're radical heroes. They're fighting for what they believe. They're fighting for the cause. I don't know what the cause is. They're fighting for the cause. The men and women, though, that go out in the streets every day, firemen, policemen, right? When they were running towards the Twin Towers, when they saw all that was happening, when they run towards buildings that are on fire, when they run towards cars that are on fire, when policemen get in the middle of a gun battle to save your butt, they're not heroes. They're haters and killers, right? I mean, I would say that there's something in the air, but it's not. It's really sad that this is the mindset that they have. The lawmakers attacked Governor Greg Abbott and Texas Republicans earlier in the week for allegedly trying to suppress the votes of minorities. They say that they have documented their exploits on social media, gloating about being fugitives. You know, they're sacrificing. What are you sacrificing? Really, nothing. Joy Reid compared, I mean, she's another peach. Joy Reid compares possible arrest of Texas Democrats to the Fugitive Slave Act. Really? So the Democrats who are running away from a job they're being paid for, that they weren't sold into, that they weren't bought and then put there, can go home every night to their families, can go out and eat freely around. They don't have to use a special bathroom. Right. Got it. I can see how that makes sense. Hold on. I need another hit off the crack pipe to even try to say that properly. Ah, anyway, I think this is wonderful. Right? I just think this is great. I mean, the Texas House of Representatives, many of them are still in the state. They can call for the arrest of their colleagues who don't show up to work. Right? Although the arrest now, they can't be extradited. Some say just go get them and bring them back. Yeah, you can't do that. The way they wrote the law, too bad. The way they wrote the law is that they have to be in the state to be arrested. As I say, that's too bad. Because I was going to go after them. We are simply saying, that's the one that got me hilarious, right? We are simply asking for the right to vote. Well, if we're asking them for the right to vote for your constituency, they're getting 14 more days than most of the rest of America got in most of its history. Right? In all of its history, actually. If you're saying that you as a legislator want a right to vote, then go back and vote. No. You want a right to cheat. That's what you really want. You want the upper hand. As a legislator, you want a leg up. Because you know you're going to lose. What do you want? Be a 2-to-1 vote? Like you get 2 votes to every one of the Republicans? Is that what you want? I mean, now they're pushing for it in Pennsylvania. These guys are in trouble. If any of this information actually starts to get out in mass, now whether the Democrat people are Democrats are listening or not, you know, rank and file to all of this unbiasedly, even if you don't agree with the Republicans, if you're an honest person, a person of integrity, you should hate what's going down here, what this thing is representing, what they're doing. Shouldn't you? Or am I off in left field? Just asking. Head up to the website, because what I want you to do, I want you to check it out, because I want you to, if you go to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe when you leave. I get a few bucks, you get a few bucks, everybody's happy, you get some great stuff, great slippers up there, great pillowcases, children's pillows. Check it out. Head up there. Do a little perusing. Truly do some window shopping. We'll be back in a few minutes. I am Joe Messina, your host.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore?
We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome back. Can I say this is another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. We want you part of the solution. There is a lot going on, a lot to try to keep up with. I don't know if you guys saw the poll that Trump's, the Dems, go figure this one out, in a Rasmussen poll decided that they agree with Trump. There needs to be election reform. Oh, my God. That just had to chill up Kamala Harris. Well, what did you say? That made Kamala Harris a little chilly, what do you think, right? 61% of likely voters agreed with President Donald Trump on the need for state election reforms. That's according to a new Rasmussen poll. The poll came out after Trump issued a statement on July 6th saying, you know, election reform must happen, especially in swing states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Voters have lost confidence in their voting there, the voting process, and whether or not for real their votes do count. Now, some of the numbers I thought were interesting. 42% strongly agree with Trump's statement, and 19% somewhat agree. 34% disagree with Trump's statement. 84% of Republicans agreed. 56% of likely voters agreed with President Joe Biden's statement that America is facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War regarding election reforms. You know, you can't talk about basic stuff either. Get them in a room with you. And what you end up finding out is you are not on the same page with them. You would think you would be, but you're not. 33% strongly agree with Biden, while 23% somewhat agree. 37% disagree with Biden. And shock. This is a shock. 82% of Democrats agree with President Biden. 63% of independents agree with Trump. You need the independents to win. You know this. 63% of the independents agree with Trump about election reform, compared to the 41% who agreed with Biden. Now, the poll was conducted July 15th, all the way through the 18th. And the margin of error, they say, is plus or minus 3 points. Survey came after Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, had vetoed an election reform bill that had been passed by the GOP-held legislature. They're working now to overturn that veto. They think they can pull it off. I think what will happen through all this, too, is you're going to see a lot of Democrat governors go by the wayside. People, I mean, look, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. People are mad. You're watching areas that were typically held by Democrats now getting turned over to Republican legislators. And I have to say, you know, to you, any of you that are listening and thinking about running for office, like, do not screw it up. Remember, if they give you a chance to come in and straighten things out, it isn't because they like the way the Democrats were doing things, obviously. I mean, am I wrong here? No, they want you to do things the right way. That's what they want. They want you to make it easier on the people, not harder. They don't want to be, look, there are probably millions of people out there that want to be spoon-fed. They like the checks coming in, all that fun stuff. But those aren't the people that you're trying to get. I want the same people, okay? I want the people to realize that they can make a life for themselves. They can work hard, they can turn things around, and they can make a life for themselves. It ain't that hard to do. Look, you had people come to this country from Italy and Greece and Spain and other places in our history that have come here and made a difference. They've made it, and not just for themselves, but for the country. Look, you guys on the left are really think that we don't want a melting pot, if you would. I know that's, by the way, I do know that's a bad term, but not for me. So, you know, you guys on the left think that we want it to be an all-white America. No, we don't. I don't. I think that all kinds of ethnicities and colors make a difference. It adds to the flavor of the sauce, if you would. Okay? And I love different cultures. Obviously, if you look at me, I love them for their food. Okay? I love what they bring to the table. I love some of the cultural traditions they have. But like everything else, you have to assimilate to the American way of life and bring that with you. Bring that beauty, that culture, your colors, your song, your music, your traditions. Bring it with you. You take something as simple as Christmas. People celebrate the birth of Christ, are from all kinds of countries. Their trees don't all look the same. Their gift giving isn't all the same way. They have traditions they bring with them. They add to it. They don't take away from the birth of Christ. They don't take away from the tradition, if you would. It's all different with this country when they come here. They add to it. They don't take away from it. But there is a foundation. For Christmas, it's Christ. For us here, it's the U.S. The foundation is the Constitution. The foundation is what our founding fathers put together for us to step out on, for them to be able to come here to begin with. That should not be that hard to understand. Really, seriously. That should be one of those that's easily graspable. Graspable? I make them up as I go, people. I don't know what to say. So asking somebody to assimilate is not a bad thing. It's not a racist thing. It's not a terrible thing. You know, I was joking about it the other night. I don't know if you guys caught it. But the, the World Cup, whatever, the young black lady that turned her back on the national anthem. She was upset with the Olympic Committee because they weren't allowing her constitutional rights to protest. That's like, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it. What are you, a moron? You don't have constitutional rights when you go to other countries. And when you're in the Olympic Games or even the game, what is she at, the American Cup or whatever. That's how excited I was about it. But they really do. They really do. Our ignorance is so much. Because when you look at them, with the stuff that they're fighting for, the stuff that they think they have a right to, they don't realize they only have a right to those things while they're in this country. Right? Go tell little Kim over there in North Korea, hey, I'm an American citizen, I have rights. He's going to laugh at you. Well, as the bars are closing to the cage, yeah, he's going to laugh at you. I mean, technically, you want to get legal about it? Technically, the President of the United States doesn't have any rights when he shows up in North Korea. He is just a visiting person. Technically. I mean, seriously, a leader of a foreign country to try to take the President of these United States hostage in any way, shape, manner, or form would really be lit up, if you would. I'm sorry. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air. Truly head up to the website. Truly head up there. You know, check out the, I don't even know what's up there right now for a poll. Check out the stories. You know, I'm always curious as to what you think about them. You know, everybody got all excited today about the back and forth on the Fauci and Rand Paul. And, you know, it's interesting enough, but there was nothing new there. We know he's a creep. I'm talking about Fauci, not Paul. We know he's a creep. We know he's a liar. We know he's been all over the place, but nobody seems to care. Look, you look at Joe Biden. This is why you can't take the Democrats serious about racism. Think about everybody they get behind. Right, Mr. Blackface out of Virginia. But just take Joey B, for example. You've got years, you've got decades of racist information on him. Nobody seems to care. Not a big deal. He gets a pass. Right? So, how can we believe that they really are upset by racism? Racist conversation. Racism just all around them when it comes to government or work or anything else. You can't believe them. They don't mean it. They can't mean it. We'll be back in just a little bit. The next hour might be tough on some of you. Some of you, not all of you. I'm going to go through Democrat racist history. And some of the realities of really what they stood for. And really the bottom line with this, frankly and honestly, you and I, consistently, when they bring up things about racist Republicans or whoever, whatever, you and I need to consistently remind them of who the real racists were. Are. Still are today. Cannot let them walk away from it. Do not let them get away with it. Stop letting them get away with it. All right. Joe Mazzini, your host. The Joe Mazzini Show returns at the top of the hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.